Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back to Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie Peters, the networking... The networking guru.
We have to keep that in there.
We got to keep that in there. The networking guru, and also... Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg. We have to keep that in there because we don't know how long my internet is going to last.
That's
today.
True.
We don't want to,
We got to be real here. We got to be real. So we've been having some technical issues with our recordings this morning. Mom's internet, apparently because she's out in the middle of nowhere, drops out just every once in a while. And so fortunately, it decided to come back moments ago.
Yes.
So now
I found a bigger hammer, actually.
Found a bigger hammer. Knock that thing into submission. So we're back again this week with another all-star networking spotlight. These are the sessions where we open our networking Rolodex to you so you can have access to the ideas, resources, and people who can make your life more successful and significant. Really excited about our guest this week because we put out a general request for questions, as always. And hey, if you have any questions, we would love to hear from you. About networking, and we received several, but our guest today, he actually sent us stories that we were like, oh my gosh, these aren't questions anymore. We got to have him on. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We have our guest this week is, he works at the Ohio Business Machines, OBM. He's a sales representative, and he's been selling Sharp brand equipment for the last 5 years. He is also a local musician and just performed at the Brandywine Country Club. So please welcome Sean Sanders. Hi, Sean.
Hello. Hello, Greg. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Sean.
How are y'all?
Hi, Sean. Also known as Scott, right? Right, Sean?
That's right.
It's an inside joke, Greg. You won't know about it.
Did you call him Scott at some point?
Yeah, I did that bad thing of calling him Scott. And you all know that when a name imprints in my head, he becomes Scott forever, right?
Well, in front of
100 people.
Well, Scott, Sean, I'm so sorry. There's only so much we can do.
That's right.
I'm ready for the home. You've got to start researching, Greg.
I will do so. Well, the fortunate thing is we do this on Zoom, so your name is literally right there. I shouldn't be able to mess that up. So.
Yeah.
So we are familiar with you through the chamber. In fact, we just saw each other yesterday at the Maumee Chamber lunch, but I know many of our listeners may not be. So could you tell us a little bit about yourself, about what you do and who you help?
Yeah, definitely. So, Sean Sanders, like you said in the intro, I've been selling the Sharp brand copier for a little over 5 years now. Work for Ohio Business Machines, and we do copier printer sales and service, phone systems, managed IT, and we just try to help really as many businesses as we can. Technology is changing so quickly, And we all have problems with it at times, right, Debbie?
Yes. Yeah.
The word sales representative is just something that's slapped on a business card, but I really consider myself more of a consultant because I like to learn about the person's business and what their technology plan is moving forward, not just today, but having an understanding of where they want to be in 2 or 3 years, 5 years. So I consider myself a little more of a consultant than a salesperson.
Okay.
And I know from people that have worked with you that you really do, you have earned that moniker.
Yeah. Thank you.
So let me ask you, I mean, what made you decide to get into this? Were you just wandering down the street, having to stare in a shop door and go, hey, that looks like fun? Or was there a little bit more behind it than that?
There really was nothing behind it, to be honest. I was a carpenter for many years. And my body, I have abused my body most of my life, whether that be through snowboarding, basketball, sports, you name it, and carpentry definitely is not easy on the body either. And I had to make a decision when I was getting out of bed in the morning at the age of 35 years old. And on the nightstand are two of leaves just to get out of the bed in the morning. Ooh. Something had to change.
Yeah.
Something had to change. And I got on Indeed and I found this career, this company that was looking for a sales rep. And everybody has always told me, you're so good at talking to people, you'll do fine. And they were right. And I've been successful. And here we are today.
Excellent. Well, now, one of the reasons we wanted to bring you on is because, you know, when we did put that call out, you came up, you had so many good ideas about networking. Can you tell us a story of a time when you realized that networking was going to be important to your success?
Yeah. So I never thought that in the past. Obviously, as a carpenter, I didn't think networking was important, right? It's a job, you get it done, you move on. But I've also been a local musician for 14 years, you know, so I've always understood that you have to meet people and you have to know people and you have to know names and you get hired back, not only because you're a good performer, but because, well, people like when you come in. So networking has always been something that came relatively easy because really it's just talking to people. It's being a personable person. And at the end of the day, networking, you know, your intentions with networking are not, they shouldn't be, what is it going to do for me? It's what can I do for others? Because that's where networking really then takes shape and, it takes its shape. And that's when it comes back to you, you know, when that person you helped then find, here's a deal or finds out something and they send somebody your way. So, I think that's the easiest overview of why I like to network is because I really do enjoy helping people.
Excellent.
So how did you figure that out, Sean? Because there's a lot of people out there networking that have not realized that yet.
Yeah. So I have always been told, I'm a how you doing kind of guy. You know, I wave to people when I'm working in my front yard who I don't know, and I hold the door for people. And I, you know, just, I've always been that person that really enjoys, you know, human interaction. You know, that's why this pandemic has been a little odd for me. It was for a while, you know, because you miss that key element. Luckily I have a strong family. So I still got to entertain some people. But, you know, but, whether they wanted it or not, but you know,
you're a giving person, right?
That's right. But, you know, I've always known that Debbie, I've always known that, what you get, you know, I think the Beatles taught me this, right? You know, what is it? The love you take or whatever is equal to the love you make or blah, 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 whatever. But you know, I've always felt that you get so much more when you give more.
Did you see that demonstrated to you early on by someone else though? Or did you just figure it out yourself?
Well, I would like to sit there and say, you know, through my ego that it was all me, but, no. My family, my dad has always been a very outgoing guy. We couldn't go anywhere as kids. We could be in a completely different state and he would run into somebody he knows.
I wonder how that feels.
Yeah. And my mom too, she's got a, you know, award-winning personality. So I think that's just something that was instilled early on, you know, of just be kind and don't be afraid to say hi.
Well, now, Sean, one of the things, as I mentioned earlier, is you sent us a whole series of things that you have done in the past with networking. And we'd like to hear some of your advice to our listeners on how they can be as successful as you are in their networking practice.
Well, yeah. So there's a lot of different things. Connect Nation, if you don't know how, right, Debbie? There's people who can teach you and train you how to do that. But if it comes naturally to you, you just got to get involved in groups. You can't network, you know, alone. It's impossible. So I was lucky enough to get connected with the Maumee Chamber very early on in my sales career, which have led me to other kind of, I wouldn't call them networking groups, but other, you know, other organizations that kind of have similar philosophies. But, you just got to get out there. Whether you're networking and you're in sales or you're not in sales, I mean, everybody, I always say this, is that when people tell me, oh, you're a salesperson, and my response is everybody's selling something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what are they selling? Right. Whether that be, a product, or whether that be, promoting their business, everybody's selling something.
We all sell ourselves in order to get the appointment, right?
Definitely. I just tell people to kind of don't be afraid. Like, no's stand for, if somebody tells me no, that just means new opportunity. And I was told something very early on, is some will, some won't, so what, who's next?
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to have a tough skin, a thick skin,
In the email, you told us about a couple of specific situations where you had helped others. And can you remember what those were? I think our listeners would love that.
So I remember the one, and just to be honest, I ended up not getting this deal in the end, even though I helped him out. It wasn't a win at this moment, but it got me into the game of having an opportunity. But it just didn't work out in the end, and that's okay. But I did help them out. So what it was a company in Sandusky, and they were having a hard time. They used three different color papers for their invoices. They have three different color papers, and they weren't able to find two of the colored papers in their area anymore. And when they could find it, it went from like $8 a ream to $19 a ream. It was outrageous. So through the Maumee Chamber, I'm part of what I would say the welcoming committee for the Maumee Chamber. And I was assigned to call a local paper dealer. Well, I thought, well, this is perfect. If I can connect these two people together, get them pricing and help them, they'll get the paper they need, and it'll put me into at least the ability to present a proposal to this company. And it did. I was able to present a proposal, but the numbers were just off, and that's part of life, but so I was able to connect them, and now they're getting their paper through this local Maumee Chamber paper company.
Which they had not been before.
No, had no idea they were even around, and they got the paper at a much more reasonable cost, and it works out.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, Scott mentioned, or Scott, oh my God, I called you Scott again.
It's on the screen, Mom.
It's embedded. What can I say? Sean.
Yeah. No, that definitely stays in the recording too.
Yes, of course it will. Sean mentioned, getting involved, and Sean is a member of actually the membership committee, which is very much a welcoming committee. And each month when we meet, we, there's about maybe 10 or 12 of us, and we go through the list of new members and then older members that we want to call to, get them back active or active. And Sean is there, I'll call. Because you look at that as an opportunity to help people, but also as an opportunity for you to network. And then in the end, So it's always pleasant to watch you in action, because you're just so, this is great.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if anybody, in these committees, and people think that joining a chamber, it's just, you go to a chamber event or a coffee connection. There's so much more you can get out of groups when you actually see what their other options are within these groups. And basically the Maumee Chamber hands me, 10 to 15 numbers to call when I have to make 75 to 100 phone calls a month or a week anyway. Mm. So you're instantly giving me an opportunity. And the other thing that's nice about, and again, this isn't a Maumee Chamber podcast, but what's nice about that is, what's nice about that is you're able to disarm that person by not going in there and representing my company. I'm representing the chamber. And then you make a coffee date, and then you can talk to them about your business and everything else. So it really puts the guard down for both parties involved. And it works out great.
It sounds like another tip right there, right?
Yeah.
So any other ideas for our listeners that might help them improve, maybe even ones that you tried that didn't work?
Yeah. So, you know, it wasn't easy starting off with networking and sales, you know, because you feel at first, you kind of feel, ooh, this is, you know, ew. Yeah.
That's perfect. That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of like, oh, this doesn't feel right. You feel as if you're, but then when you make sure that your intentions of what you're doing and why you're doing it are true, it feels right. Mm. So that's where networking is important, that if your intentions are, I'm only doing this to get a sale, you're not going to have success. You just can't. But if you're doing it because your intentions are, wow, I really could help them by connecting them with my friend over here that does physical therapy or whatever it may be, whatever business you may be. So I guess just, you know, if there was a tip on that of what I guess didn't work was initially my intentions were wrong.
Mm. I think many of us go into our initial networking with, can they buy from me? Can they buy from me? Can they buy from me? And you suddenly realize that they all know that you're thinking that and they don't want to have anything to do with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's called commission breath.
Right. There's no mint thing. Yeah, right.
Mine's usually coffee breath, but commission breath happened to
you. Yeah.
All right. So we know you're part of the Mommy Chamber. Are you part of any other networking groups?
So something that happened today, in fact, a friend of mine from the Mommy Chamber, Joe Safarowicz with PT Link, he is in the Bowling Green Chamber. And I ran into him yesterday at the Mommy event, and he said, why don't you come out to me? He knows that BG's my territory now. He goes, be my guest to this morning coffee thing. And I got out there and I got to meet some new BG people and everything else. And just by showing up and getting involved, I had no expectations of anything for today other than just to meet some people.
We can fix that one. Don't worry about it.
I was instantly introduced to a young professional out there who is actually looking for a copier.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, just by showing up today, so I'm going to get involved in the Bowling Green Chamber as well. And sometimes you'll get people who say that chambers don't work. And that is true. If you don't work them, they don't work. If you don't get involved, they don't work. But if you get involved, these people want to help people as well in most any chamber. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the number one thing that I've taken from the chambers that I've been involved with is there are good people in these events.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting. Joe certainly is you know, physical therapy. And you would think someone who sells office equipment, copiers, you know, whatever, and physical therapy, how can they even help each other? You know, that's what a lot of people would think, like, oh my gosh, they, you know, there's no way they could help each other. And they would shy away from that person. Like, I don't need to talk to him because, you know, he can't help me. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure, I'd love to. So physical therapy and technology, one is we all know that technology, you know, and yes, physical therapy offices, they need technology equipment. So there's the one connection. They know that they need the product and I have the product. But more importantly is Joe's sitting there. Now he is not actually a physical therapist, but I know all of the physical therapists now, but they're sitting there and at a person's like almost most vulnerable state and having conversations while they're helping a person stretch and manipulate and relax. They're talking about their family. They're talking about their job. They're talking about their needs, their wants. And it's these things that they could, they could sit there and say, hey, we're having copier issues or we're having phone issues. And the therapist could say, well, I know someone. Mm-hmm. So it's, there's no business out there. I mean, you could be, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the businesses Scoop Away or whatever, the dog poop patrol.
You know what? Yesterday on the way home from the chamber lunch, someone passed me coming my way that their windshield says, we scoop poop.
Exactly. There's not a business out there that doesn't have a technology need or doesn't need someone to help refer to them. There's not a business out there. I don't care what it is. At the end of the day, you're a business and you need customers. So networking and having those relationships with all a variety of businesses is very important. Mm-hmm.
And you are so aware that, yeah, even though they only sell red signs, let's say.
Yeah.
they're very isolated. Just do one thing. And again, in many people's minds, they would say, I'm not even going to talk to that person because, you know, they wouldn't be, I can't help them, they can't help me. But you already know it's not about them, the person so much, it's about how you can help them. And oh, by the way, what's their network that they can also bring to the table? Yeah. So you've figured that out, which I think is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a whole world kind of mentality. You know, it's not a local mentality. And I don't mean that as local to Toledo. I mean, local as in your own head of what is important, what isn't. It's a whole world mentality of everybody needs a service of some sort. And how can I connect people and how can they connect me?
Now, here's the question that you weren't expecting.
Okay, bring it.
So I know that OBM is a fairly new step for you, but you've mm-hmm. been selling equipment for a while now. And I know in your previous company that you worked for, you were the sales manager. And I know you chose to go into sales because you said, I don't want to do that anymore. But I want you to go back to the sales manager hat. And you had a couple people that were working for you. Were you able to get them to have the same attitude?
At times, you know, it's the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, right? Huh? But you know, at times I was finally getting them over the hump of getting out of their own way. That was something that was said to me early on is get out of your own way. Stop putting limitations on what you can and cannot do. Get out of your own way. Let other people tell you no. You don't need to tell yourself no. Mm. So I was getting them, and actually what's real funny, I got a phone call yesterday and Regis, was one of my former sales mm-hmm. reps. He was at the chamber event yesterday. So he called me and he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't come up and say hi, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh my gosh, you should have. I didn't see you there. I was focused on two people who, because of the weather we've recently had to cancel appointments. So I was focused, like I kind of had a little bit of tunnel vision yesterday when I found out that they were there. And so I put my blinders on to a couple other people. But it was so refreshing to see that. So a few of those things that I did help him do, he is starting to take, even though I'm not there anymore, he's starting to take and grow with that. So that was a yes and no question of, were they able to take it on? Not to the fullest, but yes, it seems like they're starting to catch on.
That's great. So your legacy is there for them.
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know how much, but.
You kind of smack them in the right direction and hope they pick up the idea.
Well, and you come back and you ask them when they come back from an event that you couldn't attend with them, you say, how did it go? And then you say, okay, well, you know, what did you do here? What did you do there? And you hope to just know that the next time you give them a few little bits of information that they maybe can tweak to do a little bit better. And to be honest, I'm not a master networker, and everybody has their own way of going about it, right? There's always, you know, I always say there's a thousand ways to get to the same answer, you know, as long as you just get to that answer. So, but I just try to help as much as I can.
Sean, I will tell you that you have an aura about you that makes people want to be around you, including me. I want to sidle up to Sean and, you know, talk to him. So you have that way that makes people want to be with you.
Well, thank you, Debbie. Thank you.
I think you have a mischievous way about you that's, you know.
I've been called that once or twice, but you know, I still take that as a compliment too. So thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? Tell our listeners how you actually managed to get the gig at Brandywine for your music.
So getting gigs everywhere is really just getting yourself in front of whoever books them, right? Finding that information out. So you'd have to go to bars and whatnot, say, who does your booking here? And, you know, and just ask the question. And sometimes they're super open to it. And sometimes it takes forever for that person to get back to you. With Brandywine, I was already kind of playing there before Deetra and I built the relationship of her doing the booking.
Explain to our listeners who Deetra is.
So Deetra Hickey is very involved in the Maumee Chamber. She's on the board there, but she also owns Serenity Health and Wellness, which is a local, health and wellness, massage, manicure, pedicure, you know, place. And she does the booking as well for Brandywine. She's a great contact to know. So if you don't know who Deetra Hickey is, if you're listening to the podcast, I highly recommend look her up and introduce yourself someday. So she does the booking there. And it was kind of funny. We were at this event and I ran into Deetra and she was talking about booking some gigs and this, that, and the next thing. And so we built a relationship. And for the last 3 years, I've been playing once a month there.
And that was, did you meet her through the chamber or not? Did you meet her another way?
You know, that's a good question. I think I did meet her initially through the chamber. But it's like her and I feel like we've been friends for so long now. I don't remember exactly
I know.
Where it was. But it probably was, but I was already playing at Brandywine prior to meeting her.
Okay.
You were telling us earlier that you actually do have some an event going on at your business right now that maybe our listeners might be interested in. You tried to describe it to me, and if I tried to repeat what you said, it's probably not going to come out right. So why don't you say what it is?
Sure. So right now, it's been going on for a little while, but it is ending March 31st. And what it is, it's a rebate program through Sharp. You know, through the pandemic, Sharp put out this rebate program for customers that their current equipment, if they were looking for new equipment, or maybe you're not, you're debating it, but it's worth $500 to $2,000, depending on which unit we're able to put in place of that one from Sharp. So you can get, and it's kind of cool because you can do one of two things. One is, let's say it's worth $1,000. And your company's capitals right now are plenty good. So you don't need a rebate check for $1,000. But you can put that into the deal to take $1,000 off, which can save almost $30 a month on a lease. You know, so you can actually roll it back into your deal. It's a great program that they have. And by the way, Sharp has had no supply chain issues on getting equipment, no parts, toner, or labor, any issues with equipment. So we've really, really have been fortunate here at OBM having the Sharp product this whole time.
Excellent. Great. So people definitely need to look you up for that.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And if they wanted to look you up, if they wanted to reach out to you, how would they do so?
You know, email or phone. I give, it's out there everywhere. I got to be honest. I'm not a big LinkedIn kind of person. I know people tell me you should be, but you know, I'm also not a huge, social media guy. I feel like that's a, what do they call it? A wormhole that I don't need to get into.
Rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole. There you go. That I don't need to get into, but I'm out there a little bit. So my email is just Sean, Sean.Sanders@OhioBusinessMachines.com. And my cell phone's 419-466-7687. I love answering questions. And like I said, when I work a deal or when I'm talking with a customer, I like to get the whole picture, the whole picture. You have to get the whole picture of a person's company. Not only does that benefit me because there could be more opportunity, but it benefits the company because they could be missing a key element in their technology that could be relatively and efficiently fixed.
Or needing a resource that you already have in your back pocket, right?
That's right. That's right.
Excellent. So one last question before we let you go.
Okay.
Over the course of your career and your many careers, what's one piece of advice that you've received that you would like to pass on to our listeners?
One piece of advice. Oh man, this one's a little, it's not dark, but it's a little different. So in sales, one thing that's unfortunate, and it's not against any company or anything like that, but we all know in sales, you have a monthly quota. And just because you hit it last month, people want to know, well, are you going to hit that quota again? So somebody told me early on that nobody likes yesterday's hero. Mm. And what that means is just because you had a good month, challenge yourself to have a better month the next month. Don't take your foot off the gas pedal and don't get comfortable. I find that when I get comfortable, not only do my sales decline and my networking declines, but it just doesn't, it's not as fun anymore. So don't get comfortable, keep your foot on the gas. People are going to tell you no, it's not a big deal. Move on, because for every no, there's five yeses.
Excellent. Good advice.
You know, that's really interesting, Sean, because when I was a sales manager, I had my salespeople stop focusing on the current month on the 15th of the month and then start focusing on the next month. More sales would still come in, you know, because they had already done some work. But I said, okay, you know, we're in February now, but next week will be the 15th. So you're going to start thinking about March immediately.
You have to set it up.
Well, thank you again, Sean. And thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please comment down below. Well, actually, you won't be down below. It'll be on our Facebook pages. The information will be in the show notes. If you'd like to hear more, of course, do please subscribe. We come back every week and we would hate to miss you. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Take care, Mom. Talk to you later, Sean.
Bye, Sean.
Bye-bye. Thank you all.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.